Religious beliefs.
Should America police the world?
Feminism.
Education.
Politics.
Being athletic.
Pollution.
Jobs for teenagers.
Social injustice.
These are the issues we care about, and this is GW Radio.
Did you know that from 2000 to 2009, it has been the hottest period on Earth?
Hello, this is the students of George Washington High School. We're here to interview today our best science teacher, Mr. Applebaum.
And I am interviewing him about global warming. Let's get right into it. Here, let me ask you a question. What are your thoughts of global warming?
Well, I'm concerned about it. I know that we have a heavy dependence on fossil fuels, and I don't know that people realize, or a lot of people know, that fossil fuels contribute to an accumulation of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, and there's only so much that the atmosphere can hold before we're going to change our climate.
That's very interesting. Has anything changed since your childhood?
Well, I do remember growing up heavy snowfalls, and a lot of them. We've had a few in the last few years, but not like with the frequency that we had when I was younger. That's most of what I noticed with it.
Interesting looking back on the past compared to how it is now. How do you foresee this changing in the future?
Well, I also notice warmer days, longer warm spells, and I would venture to think that we're going to start to lose some of the mountaintops that had snow. The snow on the mountaintops. I've seen pictures of what some of them looked like. I remember going out to a glacier some years ago and seeing all of the meltwater coming off. We took a cruise ship up and saw the ice breaking off the glacier and falling into the ocean. And again, there's only so much of that. So as warming occurs, I see less water available. People depend on glacier water and less snow on the mountain.
How could you see if humanity can help solve this problem?
Well, I think a reduction in fossil fuels and alternative energies is certainly an option. I also wonder if we can sequester and capture CO2 from the atmosphere and use it. I know of one company that was removing CO2 and linking, making carbon chains, polymers from CO2, pulling it out of the air. I believe they were capturing it from cattle farming operations. But I see, you know, both a reduction and a sequestering possibility.
Do you have any opinion of climate change deniers?
I do. I wonder whether they are really looking at the science behind it, or are motivated to think that it's not happening as a way of putting money in their pocket.
Do you think there's any way we could solve that?
I think we should just continue to educate the public, continue to study it and publish, create public debates and forums, enact laws if necessary.
Is there any difference we can do in the school to help contribute to slowing down global warming?
Well, I would think that, I mean, in terms of developing lifestyles that would be conducive to saving energy, reducing of fossil fuels would be good. I mean, a bicycle club would be great. Things that would allow, and also, you know, posters and awareness would be good. Certainly anybody that wants to solve this problem should continue to study the science and the economics and the political science behind solving this problem.
And now ends our interview with Mr. Applebaum.
Did you know that Arctic ice is melting so rapidly that by 2040, the region is expected to have a completely ice-free summer?
Hello, this is Christina Vicario, and I am interviewing Nicholas Solomon, a concerned student at George Washington High School. What are your opinions on global warming?
I have a lot of opinions on global warming. Global warming is an underdeveloped topic because not many people are talking about it like how they should be. It's a serious problem that the world's facing, especially when a lot of people deny it for no reason. And I just believe it's completely undercredited, and underbelieved than it should be.
Do you think people are educated enough about this topic?
Oh, no. There are plenty of people who deny this for stupid reasons, whether it being fake charts showing stupid things or them crediting one scientist 30 years ago who said one thing is not correct, compared to the 97 to 98% who actually do say that there is global warming happening and being a real problem. That percentage I gave is not exact, so don't quote me on that.
Do you think we will ever recover from this?
No. I feel like it's way too late at this point with everyone just not... Either with people just not putting enough money into the research against it, or people denying it, as well as just human nature just being too greedy.
What can people do different to make a difference?
Spreading the message, spreading facts, telling other people to recycle, recycling, throwing away your trash on time. Just don't, like, throw non-biodegradable things into the street, so eventually you don't essentially help global warming and its cause with pollution.
Thank you, Nicholas, for letting me interview you on this topic.
Did you know that since 1880, the average temperature has risen 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit? We use facts from energyfuture.com for this podcast. That is all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. If you want to learn more information about global warming, you can watch Cool Up by Bjorn Longboard. Also, you could watch Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore.